Today we're going to have a look at how Padre Pio saw the Pope in heaven. Hello friends, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we investigate the incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And now we continue with our story. The devouring fire, which burned for many years in the heart of Padre Pio for the Lord and those he redeemed, continued to consume his victim, and that was the price that he had to pay for those wonderful and great gifts which he brought to us. This outward struggle took the form of people connected to Satan, and yet Padre Pio continued to advance in the name of God as if he had no function to play in all of this. And at the same time, his soul grieves, writes a Padre Agostino de San Marco in La Messe. And that's found in his diary in September 1952. Well, as the providential instrument of our Lord, Padre Pio calls souls to God. And these souls expressed their appreciation both verbally and through very touching letters, speaking of spiritual and temporal graces they had received, but also expressing sentiments of how they suffer and asking for words of advice which may lead to their salvation. Now, Padre Agostino tells us at that time, through his diary, of the numerous testimonies and graces that were received, even incredible conversions of communists and hardline unbelievers, they are considerable, he said. The correspondence by means of letters just continued to grow. In the midst of these displays of admiration and love, Padre Pio, of course, in his simplicity and humility, attributed absolutely everything to the glory of God, who, of course, is the author of all good things. However, at the end of 1954, there were still voices desirous of having Padre Pio removed from the picture. And they were circulating rumors. However, they didn't have evidence to investigate that at that time, as the Vatican archives, secret archives, had not been made available to researchers yet. And so, in respect of this, we can confirm the esteem and the goodwill with which Pope Pius II held Padre Pio. Padre Pio was very moved and grateful for the blessing that the Holy Father sent him and, of course, reciprocated by saying he would pray for the good health of the Holy Father. And here's another little example. When Pope Pius XII was questioned by a group of French pilgrims if they should or could go to San Giovanni Rotondo, the Pope replied, "Yes, go. You will receive his blessings, and many blessings, of course." And here's another little story confirming this. In 1949, the Pope remained for a short private audience with some missionaries of the Capuchins of the province of Foggia. So His Holiness opened the conversation with them. "You are a missionary from Eritrea. Which province are you from?" And Padre Fernando responded, "The province of Foggia, Your Holiness. The province of Padre Pio." The Pope, "I know. How is Padre Pio?" Fernando, "He is well, Your Holiness." And the Pope then continued, "And many people go there, don't they?" "Yes, Holy Father, and he does a lot of good for them too." And the Pope then said, "He is a holy man." And then a different priest, Padre Francisco, asked, "Holy Father, will you send him your special blessing?" And the Pope said, "Yes, gladly, with all of my heart." And then nodding his head, he continued, "He is so good, so good." So that was the opinion that the Pope had of Padre Pio, despite all of these rumors and negative things, slanders that had been spreading for so long against Padre Pio. The Pope saw through these. And then much later on, Padre Pio, sensing with a profound sorrow the death of Pope Pius XII, added, "But then our Lord permits him to see the glory of paradise." And that is found in the diary of a Padre Agostino on the 18th of November, 1958. If you wish to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate, then do enroll your Mass pre-intentions for next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. There's a little video clip just further on. Just watch that video clip on how to enroll. And please continue watching our other videos, our most popular videos, some selected specially for you, and the promised one on how to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. Oh,